views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy to be here after what seems like weeks. Well, actually, it was. Many thanks to all of you for tuning in. Benny, thank you so much for being at the helm. I missed you. I don't know where you are over here. The sun is finally out, which is great. Last week, however, the show was not live. However, I had an interview air with Nick Raisinen of DC Tai Chi all about, you guessed it, Tai Chi. If you've not heard the show, I hope you will check it out on archives, as Nick, a Tai Chi master, provided so much information on the benefits of Tai Chi, how to get started, all the details. During last week's show, I was in New York City at one of the main tarot conferences called Reader Studio. I was only there for one of the 4 days, and I had events that I was doing readings at throughout the weekend. However, I was there for the Tarot and Psychology Day, which is always cool and frankly right up my alley. It was weird, though. When it was about 1:15 in the afternoon, or 10:15 Pacific time, and I'm thinking, I feel like I should be doing something else right now. And then I realized it was Thursday, and I had a moment of panic as I thought I was 15 minutes late for my show. I imagined Benny desperately trying to contact me. Then I remembered I had the pre-recorded show on, and I could enjoy the rest of the day, which, of course, included New York pizza. There was an interesting moment because I know the room where they hold the conference has very few electrical outlets, and every year I search them out to stay charged. This year, I got there extra early, grab a table right near an outlet. Others quickly joined me at that table, which I'd like to think it was me, but it was probably for the same reason. And in fact, two people sat down next to me, and I realized it was Victor and Cooch Daniels, who were my guests just a few weeks ago talking about their book, Understanding the Chakras. But now I'm back, looking forward to doing readings all hour. So today I'm going to be doing a 3-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side wanting you to be happy, there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. I do not see myself as a fortune teller, as I personally believe that messes with free will. Rather, I use tarot as a path for you to connect to your own power for optimal joy. If you'd like to have a tarot card reading today, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. We'll be starting readings in just a few moments. If you are feeling disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, or feeling stuck in a dilemma, we can look at everything through the lens of the tarot. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading already, so the messages do not become redundant. But that being said, I always love updates. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Just a little bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and a professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. It's my belief that we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. This can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back, so now they're only working half as hard but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I kind of liken myself to a vocal coach. It's not my role to tell you to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. My company, by the way, is Elite Tarot, which you can find at ELITETAROT.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I recently added a new service which may be of interest. In the past, I've just offered readings which take about 75 minutes. For that, we look at quite a few cards and really go into depth on a crossroad that you might be in the middle of or a challenge you're facing where you're needing guidance, insight, and clarity. I now also offer a 30-minute reading by phone or Skype only, where we look at fewer cards. Even though it's a smaller reading, it can still yield great insight, particularly when you're facing a specific dilemma and just need that extra validation or insight. All readings, no matter the size, come with a summary of everything we talk about, a photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com. And in addition to individual readings, though, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthdays, bridal showers, wedding receptions, you name it. I actually did two corporate events this week, which were so much fun. Having a professional tarot card reader at an event can add such a unique and memorable twist to your event. Now, I say professional tarot card reader, as even though doing readings at an event has a festive flair to it, people are in a good mood, they're enjoying the hors d'oeuvres, the conference, the reception, their friends, when they sit down to the tarot table, however, they share some serious stuff. We all have challenges in our lives that don't stop for a party, but rather hang out in the background. So while it might be tempting just to ask Aunt Betty to put on a costume and be a psychic at your event as a fun gag, Aunt Betty is going to be approached with people dealing with real challenges. I so vividly remember an event I did readings at right around Halloween a few years back. A friendly middle-aged man slowly sat down, and I casually asked him what he wanted a reading on. He checked to ensure that no one was listening. Now, as a side note, if you do have a reader at your event, they will give you suggestions about the best place. Where it's going to be probably away from loud music and in an area which is relatively quiet and private or semi-private so people can talk with confidence. So this man said that he was dying and that the doctors have told him that there is nothing more that they can do. We had a moving session, and it was a short session since it was at an event. However, one that I will never forget, and I sincerely hope I was able to provide some direction for closure. So even at a fun festive party, there are real issues going on which need to be handled in a professional manner. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, many times people approach the table at an event with a question that's just been internally debated over and over again, but it's not one that warrants seeing a therapist, although I'm a big believer and supporter of therapy, but they did not even know or even consider going to an intuitive practitioner until they saw the opportunity at the event they were attending. For example, should I sell my home? Should I move? Should I date this person? Should I take this job? The person has already thought this out so much and have most likely already asked the advice of others who might even be at that event, but still feel blocked about the best step to take. Now, I don't know their home, I don't know their job, yet an event tarot card reading can provide the additional guidance that might have been hiding in their unconscious. Perhaps the cards show that a person who's trying to decide about moving has not gotten over the pain from the past. Perhaps the cards show that the person feels inadequate to take the new job. Perhaps the reading shows that a move might take them away from a community they didn't realize was that important to them. Once the situation had been laid out on the tarot spread, so the conscious brain can see it right in front of them visually, the decision is so much easier to make. This is why when I do readings on air, I always tell you the names of the tarot cards that come up, along with a deck I use. So if you want, you can look up the images, or if you have a deck, you can recreate the reading on your own time. At an event, I always give the guest an opportunity to take a picture of the tarot layout. They can take notes, they can record it, whatever they'd like. The cards have such a vivid imagery, which can activate the drive to action from a place of strength with almost magical ability. So we're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, we'll be getting to readings. Again, if you would like a tarot card reading today, give us a call at 800-930-2819. We'll be doing a three-card tarot card reading. Again, first card representing current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So we are going to take that break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. Imagine 3 days in a hand-built log home nestled in the Cascade Mountain. Activate the collaboration between the body and spirit and allow the accelerated connection as one of the most powerful ways to light up your cells, honor the body's needs in this all-inclusive event. Visit lynnmbrown.com or call 206-931-7356.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Take that test. Change it. Turn and face the strain.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings. Today, I'm just about to start readings, doing a three-card tarot card reading. First card representing current situation. Second card representing something challenging or blocking you. Third card representing advice. If you're interested in getting a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. Now, for today's readings, I will be using the Rider-Waite Tarot deck, so feel free to follow along if you have a deck, or you can look at the cards online. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'll be pulling cards on the caller's behalf using my left hand, as that's my non-dominant hand. The non-dominant hand is the one that accesses the unconscious. I always like to start with a small disclaimer, though. I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So let's just get right to readings. Welcome, Mary. Mary, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to talk with you. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Wonderful.
Go ahead. My question. I'm wondering if I should sell the house I'm living in or if I should move and rent it.
All right. Well, let's take a look and see. I always say I have no idea what you should do, but hopefully we'll get a little bit of insight from the cards. So I've been just shuffling while you were talking, and I'm just asking for guidance on whether or not you should be selling, guidance on selling the home or moving. And so now I'm just cutting the deck and fanning the cards face down in front of me. And I'm just pulling three cards on your behalf. And let's take a look. So, and what we might do too, depending on if what insight we get from this reading, is we can always then also pull a card for selling, moving, renting too, and just seeing what guidance comes up for those. But let's take a look. So the very first card that we get is the Eight of Wands. Now, in this card, you have eight wands, and they are just free-flowing in the air. There's no people attached to them. And so this is a card really about being in the universal flow, which means that it's allowing for movement to take place without too much attachment. Because when we're attached to a particular idea, or, you know, I'm really attached to staying, I'm really attached to moving, one of the challenges is that you're not sure if you're holding on to, if you're betting on the right horse in there, instead of seeing where the movement, the external movement flows, then saying, okay, well, things are moving this way, so let me go along with the flow there instead of just holding on tight. For this card to be in the core position, however, it's really saying that you are doing a good job at trying to really be open to all different outcomes. And so kudos, great job on that. Does that resonate with you?
That does.
Yeah, I mean, and it's always so challenging too. I'm sorry?
But that makes it hard to make a decision.
It does. I was just saying, yeah, it makes it challenging because, okay, well, I'm open, but I'm not getting the sign. And so how much longer do I be open for the movement but not getting the sign to go one way or the other? Well, let's take a look and see what may be challenging and then some advice on this. So something challenging or blocking you is the Nine of Swords. Now, this is a card that is one of those scary looking cards, but it's really not, because you see, and it's one of my more literal cards. You see a person sitting up in bed and it's nighttime and he's got his hands over his eyes and he sees these nine swords, or rather, you know, he's clearly been awoken from a nightmare, imagining all the worst. And so when I say that this is one of my most literal cards, it's that while intellectually and with all your great effort during the day, you're being open, you know, universe, show me the way, at nighttime, and at the same time, you've got in your brain almost a little bit of a worry and anxiety kind of mode, because now you're imagining all the things that can happen by not making the right decision or by not making a decision at all. And just that energy that's going towards putting effort into all the worries, as you kind of extrapolate in your mind all the outcomes that could happen, all the negative outcomes that could happen by taking this path, all the negative outcomes that could happen by taking that path, it actually starts to freak you out, and then it can lead to continuing movement forward. You know, I always say that when this card comes up, it's important to separate out your worries in such a way so that you're only putting energy into worries that have been proven true. Because if you have an elephant and a tiny rabbit in a room, no one is paying attention to the tiny little rabbit. And so, does that make sense? Has there been mm-hmm. just a lot of anxiety that's building up on this decision?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's totally understandable. One thing you may want to consider doing is think about the time when your brain is just starting to come up with all the wild things that could go wrong with either decision or no decision or both decisions. For me, that's 2 o'clock in the morning. and that's when my intellectual, the part of my brain is just taking a snooze. And so at that time, take a sheet of paper out and a pen and write down every single one of your worries. You write down the real ones, like, oh, I need the money for blah, blah, blah. All those, you know, have a deadline of this. The actual worries that you are legitimate worries. In addition, oh, excellent. In addition, write down all of the worries that have been just expanded in your mind. I'm never going to find a place I like living. I'm never going to, you know, all those things that have not been proven true. And when you're done writing, give it a moment to see if any other worries come to the surface that may be kind of just hiding somewhere down in the unconscious. So that when you are done, you have no worries left that have not been written down. Then fold your sheet of paper up, put it away. The next day, at the peak time, I call it peak sane time, and it's that time of day when you're really saying, oh, okay, I've got things under control, things are moving forward, take your sheet of paper out and a giant Sharpie and cross off all the things that have not been proven true. Just so your brain can ritualistically see that you are choosing not to put energy into things that have not been proven true. For everything left, take a pen and write one or two things that you are doing with your strength to address the remaining concerns. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Excellent. Feel free to give that a try, just because it puts a place of power in, you know, that you're having some power in this time when things are so unknown. But I'm going to tell you the advice card, which is totally fantastic. And the advice is in the Major Arcana, and it's card number 19, the Sun. And in this card, you see a young boy or a girl, and I call it the inner child, just riding along on the horse in this butte under the sun, just like it's doing in Seattle right now, I understand. We've got three beautiful sunflowers behind him, and she is just having the time of their life. So as an advice, this is really about letting the decision kind of organically come, but the more that you can tap into that inner child when you were 8, when you were 10, making sure, first of all, she has what she needs to kind of feel secure, because then she may be able to provide more additional guidance to you. It's like, I really would feel better as your GPS and your inner child GPS if we sold and moved. I would really feel better if we just stayed here. But we want to give that energy a chance to come to the surface so it can navigate the way. I always say that you're best served when your inner child's your GPS. And so you still have the keys to the car, but she is your navigation system. Allow her to come up, tap into that energy. Whatever you used to love to do when you were 8, when you were 10, do it now at a time when you're seeking that information, you're seeking that guidance from her, because she will be the one to tell you. It's great to ask advice from others, but ultimately the best decision for you going forward is one that is most authentic to your core and one that helps navigate that way forward. Using those two steps, first the list and then kind of honoring that inner child, because that's when you did it when you were 8, that's when the ideas came to the surface, that will help provide those decisions and be able to make those decisions that you need to make from a place of strength and power, but also joy about where to go with the next chapter.
Okay. That's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Please keep me updated, but it was such an honor to do a reading for you today. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
My pleasure. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do, so please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We will be right back.
It's not that unusual when everything is beautiful. It's just another ordinary miracle today.
Are you searching? Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to, that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book a reading over phone or Skype worldwide, or for an event nationwide, you can go to my website, www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. Phone lines are open and we are doing readings today. If you'd like to get a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. One thing that I was talking about in the first section was about the imagery on some of the cards that can be a little unsettling when people see it. And while all the cards have vivid imagery, but some are more vivid than others. When one of these vivid looking cards comes up in a reading, it can be a shock to see, as there is no bad card. For me, I'll walk people through the vivid imagery to see the guidance that the card is trying to convey. For example, one of the most vivid cards I have is the Ten of Swords. Now, in this card, you see a person with 10 swords plunged into him. The sky is dark and ominous, and there's an image of finality. This looks like a really scary card, yet it is anything but. Now, when this card comes up, it can talk to the finality of a situation, but one where perhaps effort after effort had been put forth to yield a desired result, only to find the same resistance or pushback. This card begs the question, how many more times do you want to try the same approach? Perhaps it's time to take a different tack or go in a new direction. When we are putting forth great mental effort to push something through, it can be easy to feel that something is taking place, which convinces us to continue pushing. When we see a closed door, so often we take this as a mental challenge to find out how we can open that door. We can bang on it really loudly, pull at the handle, if there is one, push on it, and so forth. The more we become engaged in the process, the more committed we are to open the door, and the more we think this is getting us to joy. That being said, the longer the mental battle goes on, the easier it is for the goal to change from, how do I get to what is on the other side of the door, to, how do I get the door open? All of this output of mental energy is frankly taxing and can lead to stress, particularly when the ominous saying, be careful what you wish for, comes to mind. If you do eventually pry open that door, what is on the other side may not actually be what you had thought. Yet you've invested so much time and effort on it that you continue on. Maybe even on the other side of the closed door is perhaps yet another closed door. But from a universal energy perspective, when you see a closed door, that can be a sign from the universe to try a different door. If you've been sure that you want to work for the Alpha Elevator Company, and no matter how hard you try to get an application in, get noticed, get an interview, for whatever reason, it just doesn't go anywhere. If all along, however, while you've been trying to get noticed by the Alpha Elevator Company, the Beta Coffee Company has been reaching out to you, it can be tempting to ignore that and continue trying to get through to the Alpha Elevator Company since you're so invested in it for reasons which may be even unknown to you. The Ten of Swords is one of those vivid cards which can say, hey, let's reevaluate your ultimate goal to ensure that you are either using the right approach to reach that goal, or perhaps examine the goal itself to see if it is too limiting, too narrow, too broad, whatever. In our current example, it can be useful to think about your non-negotiables without specifics for your dream job. Write them down. What gets written down may be different, though, from what's in your mind, which is valuable information. Then I always say, go through open doors, but honor red flags. Consider responding to the Beta Coffee Company as long as there are no flags. Consider opening up a new chapter in your journey. So I guess while waiting for calls, you know, with spring in the air, I thought I would revisit using what's in your power and partnering with the universe to bring healthy and joyful love into your life. Now, if you're already involved and happily involved in a relationship, awesome. But hopefully still the techniques, and we've talked about them before, but it's always good just to refresh them. They can be applied in all other areas, perhaps career, family, goals, more. You know, my focus as a professional tarot card reader has always been to serve as the guide in the background, where the real magic and transformation takes place unaided by an outside metaphysical practitioner, but powered solely by you with your strength and joy. I was always frustrated when I would hear advice that seemed to say a lot, but kind of left me lost. You know, so people would say things like, just let it go, honor yourself, be who you are, just be you in a relationship. Don't let worries take over. We all know what those phrases mean. And on some core level, we even know how it would feel if we embraced those phrases. Yet from my type A control freak perspective, the phrases don't give me anything other than kind of a sad feeling, as I know I'm not honoring the phrases correctly because I don't even know how I would do that in the first place. That being said, when I started my company, Elite Tarot, I found myself saying some of those same phrases to clients with all the best of intentions. I remember so clearly saying, oh, just let it go, to a client early on and thinking I was finished with my sentence. And my client was looking at me, waiting for me to finish my sentence. And she's like, yeah, Eve, I got it. I need to let it go. I'm coming to you to tell me how do I do that. And I'm so grateful for her for doing that because it was such an illuminating moment. And so that day I set out to create step-by-step techniques that people can do immediately in their power to do the very things that the phrases want you to do. So now if a person comes into the office or over phone or Skype and is clearly holding on to some stuff that no longer serves them, I can say, step one, give this a try. Step two, try this, and so forth. I look at these similar to recipes for optimal success and happiness that can be replicated and honed for each person based on their specific needs. So to bring joyful love, joyful career, you can also apply it to whatever, I developed a 6-step recipe for people to try and see what happens. So often, particularly with love, we try against our better judgment to control the outcome so much that it makes it challenging to work with the overarching universal energy that surrounds all of us. So some of the steps here are a bit counterintuitive. However, they're the steps that we tend to miss when we're seeking love. And we're probably not going to get to all of them, but I think we'll at least get started on them. And so the first step is just to change your language immediately. So have you ever found yourself saying to friends almost as a joke things like, Oh, there are no good guys or girls left. It's hopeless. I'm single as always. Or how about, the way I'm going, I probably won't meet someone until I'm 99 years old. Now, these statements come out all the time, and they're sort of comforting, and they mask pain that we don't want to express or even feel. Plus, there's a feeling that saying these phrases is so much better than saying something more optimistic for fear that it would jinx the situation. Now, the phrases seem innocent, but they are anything but that. Every time you say one of these self-protective phrases, you create a heavy weight that not only weighs you down, but also that pushes against that wind, making it harder to get the very thing that you desire. The universe is like a computer. It is so literal. If you say that you're going to be single for 90 years, then the universe will be on the sidelines, perplexed, but may just honor your request. Imagine that they have the perfect guy or gal in mind for you. However, you have just declared publicly that a relationship is just not happening. So the universe worries that you wouldn't even see the person, truly see that person, if they presented him or her to you. So why bother? Now, while the phrases come out almost by habit at this point, as soon as they do, stop and say out loud. Now, it needs to be said out loud for this to work. I take it back and then say the opposite. Something like, I can't wait to meet the love of my life. Now, this seems pretty easy, but I can tell you it is not. Try changing what you say out loud. However, note two things when you do this. Is the brain calm? Or is the body calm and relaxed? When you say a self-protective phrase out loud, such as I am hopelessly single, your brain will most likely feel relaxed. Your body may feel heavy and weighted down. Now say the opposite out loud. I can't wait to meet the love of my life. Your brain may freak out, but note that your body will most likely feel lighter. You can give it a try. See if you notice anything. Did you smile against your better judgment or laugh a bit? All of that is information. By saying the phrase in the positive, it suddenly seems possible, whereas the self-protective phrase seems hopeless. Well, we're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll be talking more energy. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature. Enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire. Allow more light with more ease and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Right before the break, I was talking about just getting started on the six-step process for bringing healthy love into your life using what is in your power. And it can also be applied for all different aspects of your life as well. Now, right before the break, we were talking about the importance of language and, you know, all about how we're so tempted to talk in certain ways just because it's become a habit. And yet that creates a weight and a block to the universe from actually, and it makes it that much harder to access what you're wanting. You know, when if you're not sure where to start, here's a place. Start cutting out the words hoping, wanting, or trying. Now, these are words that add nothing to the statement, and yet they physically and emotionally weigh you down. Now, I love chick flicks, and one that I loved was Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. Now, in one of these scenes, the leading man is bemoaning to the bartender the fact that the leading woman is in love with someone else. The bartender asks what she said when he said he loved her. And he said he hadn't done that. So the bartender then told him to get up and leave, saying, and now I'm going to paraphrase this here. When I told my father that I would never get that job in a bar, he said, honey, your chances go up considerably when you file an application. By changing your language, you file an application. Imagine wanting a job and just hang around outside the building all day versus going inside and applying for a job. Which one has the greater odds of success? Again, this may not be easy, as you're probably used to saying the self-protective phrases, or along with your girlfriends and guy friends, they're used to you talking a certain way. Try explaining to them ahead of time so they can even catch you saying those negative phrases. You will be surprised how often those negative phrases are said, probably far more than you realized. Now, your friends should be supportive. Now, if they're not, then that is information just as much as well. Now, it's important to note that you may not believe at all what you are saying. You may think that you're lying when you say the positive statement, and that's okay. You will ultimately believe it, but like anything else, it has to start somewhere. The hardest part of a snowball is just getting it started. After that, momentum takes over to help get the snowball to grow. Now, one tool that may help in this step is to do an affirmation. The way that I look at an affirmation is that it is a total lie that you wish were true. Now, it needs to be said out loud. However, this should just be said between you and the universe. Feel free to write it out, tape it on the bathroom mirror, so it'll be a reminder. And the affirmation should be so hard to say out loud that you may stutter, you may even cry, or you may just feel ridiculous. That being said, note your body versus your brain when you say it. Now, here is a sample affirmation that you can tailor. I, Barbara, bless and release the past. I am so excited to meet the love of my life, who the universe brings me in love and joy, strength and happiness. I love and accept myself. Now, that sounds pretty easy to say, right? We'll try it. If you can say that phrase out loud with no hesitation whatsoever, you do not need to say it. If, however, you feel challenged when saying it, then you know that there's a block that exists. Now, here's the magic of all of this. One day you may wake up, go into the bathroom to read off your affirmation, waiting for the brain to freak out as usual. Only this time, for whatever reason, maybe it was something you ate last night, maybe it was because the sun came out, maybe because it was a Wednesday, only this time the brain's calm and you suddenly feel, I am excited and I can't wait to meet, blah, 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 blah. You know then that the block is gone and you're using energy effectively to manifest love. When does this happen? It's not tomorrow I will start being able to say it. It's, oh, how long have I been able to say it? I'll repeat the affirmation now, just in case you'd like to write it down. I'll also, feel free to definitely just tailor this for you, just in case your name is not Barbara. I, Barbara, bless and release the past. I am so excited to meet the love of my life, who the universe brings me in joy, strength, and happiness. I love and accept myself. Feel free to give this step a try as you go forth to manifesting love. Again, it is going to be so much easier to think of saying these things than to actually say them. But then you know that there's a block, because if there everything on that affirmation is intellectually something that you want to manifest, but for whatever reason, as you try to say it out loud, the words get stumbled up. There's a feeling of heaviness. There's a feeling of fraudulence as you're trying to say it. Then you know that there is a block somewhere. And solely by saying these things, then the block disappears. And it can be truly magical, but it is actually the first starting point on all this six-step process to manifest love. You know, it's we also have so many more steps to go through. I don't think we're going to get to them today, just because it's hard to believe, but it's near the end of the show, which I also have to say is our six-month anniversary of the show. And I want to thank all of you so much for being part of with me on this journey. This was a leap of faith for me, and one that I've enjoyed greatly, being able to do readings for all of you and get to know you. And so thank you so much for being part of this 6 months, the first 6 months of Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. And I'm looking forward to continuing this journey forward. So here we are. We're near the end of the show. Unfortunately, we won't be able to get to the other steps, but we'll save it for another time. Again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you again for all of you for tuning in. This is such an honor to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to doing next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.